Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, now let us welcome in Adam Schefter for our weekly visit with Adam, presented by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. Good morning, Adam. Say hello to Nick Ferguson.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Nick. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, Adam. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's going into week five. It's been a tough start for Denver, and it's been a tough start for a lot of the rookie head coaches.
Yeah, why do you think, what's the common theme there, the common denominator for these first-time coaches?
Yeah, well, first of all, if a team is changing head coaches, it's changing head coaches because the team is bad. By and large, a lot of these guys are taking over teams that aren't very good, whether it's Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona, who's yet to win a game, whether it is Vic Fangio in Denver, who took over a roster that wasn't overly good, haven't won a game yet. There are other coaches like Zach Taylor in Cincinnati, not a great team, haven't won a game yet. And so there's a learning curve, but more than that, they're taking over rosters that usually are down.
But is that way? But is that the case here? Because all we heard during the offseason and from John Elway himself that we need to win games, we're in it to win it this year. There was no real sense, Adam, that this was a team that was in transition or rebuilding, that this was a team that had been plagued by coaching the last couple of years and would be much better this time around with Vic Fangio, with Mike Munchak, and a new staff.
Well, Mike, I really believe that's what they believed. And look, the season, it's not like they've been blown out. It's not like they've been the Miami Dolphins, right? They lose the first game against the Raiders, could have won that. Could have won a game against the Bears. Missed, you know, that blown call didn't help swing the game another way. They lose the game to Jacksonville in the final minute there. Allow a come-from-behind rally and game-winning field goal. And look, they're 0-4. They haven't won a game. That's what they are. But you could see where some of those games easily could have swung differently, and it just hasn't worked out for them so far.
Adam, I feel real excited about the opportunity for the Broncos to pull out a win in Carson on Sunday. But let's play devil's advocate for a second. They don't win that game. What now happens inside UC Health training facility?
With who? Nick, I'm sorry about that.
Okay. No, what I was saying, if they lose the game on Sunday, what would be the mentality and the mindset for the organization moving forward? And do you look to move a guy like Von Miller?
Well, I think that it's something you have to look at. Where they have not been thinking like that to now trade away parts. But they're 0-4. And, you know, and they've thought all along that they would be competitive. And it just hasn't worked out the way they want so far. I don't know. Like, what's the result? The trade deadline is October 29th. So they still have some time to get things ready, right? And see how these games go. Depending on how these games go, then you make a decision.
Visiting with Adam Schefter from ESPN. So, Adam, we had a fan poll question up yesterday. Should John Elway be fired? And surprisingly to me, 62% of the people who voted said, yeah, John needs to go. Now, I know you were on with the drive earlier this week. What would your message be to those 62% who say they want John gone?
Yeah, John's not going to be gone, though. So it's nice that they can want that. It's not practical. John has done a lot for the franchise, meant a lot to the franchise, and I don't think that anything is going to change there. And, you know, people get upset. They're 0-4. They don't like it at this point in time. I understand that, but you know, considering all that John has done for the franchise, meant to the franchise, I don't see that happening.
So is he GM for life, or as long as he wants to be here?
Well, he signed a lengthy, lucrative extension, and people get all worked up. I got it, but the fact of the matter is that, again, I don't see a change coming.
I guess I get everything you said about what he's meant for this franchise and the undeniable success he had the first half of his general manager executive run. But They are 16-32 in their last 48 games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a pattern, right? So at what point does it become about what it is now instead of what it used to be?
Well, again, I understand people's frustrations and where they're at. I don't know what the answer to that is, Mike. To the unhappiness of certain people who want to see change, I don't see that happening. That's me. Now, if they make a different decision, we'll see. But, again, I just don't see it happening.
Adam, I can see exactly what you're saying based on what John Elway was able to accomplish here, like Mike said, as an executive and as a player. Do you see, you know, maybe John taking a step back, hiring someone else, and to assume the normal day-to-day football type activities? I tossed out a guy named Champ Kelly, maybe a Rick Smith or Adam Peters. Do you think that could possibly be something coming down the pike?
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, that's been talked about, speculated on. Look, and there's certain things that they're going to need to address and figure out and improve going forward. I mean, that's the way it kind of goes. But it doesn't change the fact that they'll have to review that and figure out what's best going forward.
Adam, I find the Viking situation pretty interesting. Kirk Cousins comes out and apologizes to Adam Thielen on his weekly radio show and podcast. And Mike Zimmer said, quote, "I'm not a fan of it," apologizing to Thielen. And he went on to say he was probably just being nice. There's a school of thought out there that says, hey, Cousins can't show that kind of weakness as the starting quarterback. If anything, he needs to demand that Thielen apologize to him. What's your read on it? How's that being received around the league?
You know, Kirk Cousins is a savvy guy, and he knows when to appease his veterans. And there's so much pressure on him with the type of contract that he signed that I think he knows he's got to play better, and he's got to make his teammates happier. And that's what he was doing when he did that, I think. And the bottom line is they just got to go out and win games, which they didn't play well on Sunday against the Chicago Bears. And they need more out of Kirk Cousins. And the season has not worked out the way the Vikings have wanted so far. And as long as that's the case, you're going to get stuff like that.
Well, let's stick with the Vikings for a second. We've seen a new trend in NFL when guys are disgruntled, they're not getting the ball or whatever it is. Now the idea is taking to the media in a sense. And I look at Stephon Diggs, who's missing practice yet again, but he's not injured. I mean, is this a trend that we need to get used to, of players getting disgruntled or becoming disgruntled and deciding to say, you know what, I'm not going to show up to practice. I want to trade. I want out of here.
Yeah, I think we're seeing more and more of this, Nick. And we've talked about this on Monday Night Countdown. It's like the NBAization of the NFL. And I think in the NFL, the players haven't had a lot of power over the years. And I think there are certain players who are good enough, popular enough, high profile enough, that these are their attempts to take back power. Khalil Mack forced his way out of Oakland. Le'Veon Bell passed on signing the franchise tender for $14 million, or any long-term offer that the Steelers extended to him. Melvin Gordon held out, didn't work out for him the way he wanted. Jalen Ramsey is demanding a trade. So Minka Fitzpatrick told the Dolphins over and over, "I want out," and got out. And I think there's certain guys that are recognizing, you know what, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. And this Jalen Ramsey case will be the latest litmus test as to whether the balance of power is shifting to the players or whether it's remaining with the teams.
Our man Schlereth is in London right now. He's going to be calling Bears and Raiders. What is the future of London? What's the NFL's plan when it comes to how they want to use London?
Mike, they're determined to grow things over there to make it such that the game is more popular. They're playing a lot of games there. And when they're talking about the new collective bargaining agreement, the new CBA extension, it's a case where they've talked about adding a 17th game, a 17th game. And I could see where that 17th game would be such that every team would have 8 home games, 8 road games, and 1 neutral site game, whether that's in Toronto or Vancouver or London or Mexico City or wherever. And the league has wanted to grow the game there. It has attempted to grow the game there, pushed the game to grow there. And I think it's seen some growth there. It has been encouraged by some of the numbers, returns, TV ratings over there, and they're going to continue to push that for the untapped revenue potential that exists there.
Adam, Vontaze Burfict has had a history in this league of, let's just call it, illegal type hits. And the latest hit against the Colts is now put him in a position where the league has suspended him for the remainder of the season. He's now trying to appeal it. He's come out and he said things, well, you know, that wasn't his intention, but I mean, that you can't change the optics. He signed a 1-year deal. If he were to come back to the NFL, do you think any team would be open to signing Burfict knowing his history?
Yeah, will he even be allowed to come back?
Well, I think the Raiders would. I think the Raiders like him. They voted him captain. He's got Paul Gunther as the defensive coordinator there, who was with him in Cincinnati. He knows him, likes him, understands him. I think that's the landing spot. They didn't want him to go away this year, and he's going to appeal and fight and to have that suspension try to be reduced. We'll see whether he succeeds. So, I mean, the Raiders are the spot for him if and when he can get cleared. The question is whether or not he'll be let back in.
All right, Adam, great insight as always. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. We'll talk to you this week.
Adam Schefter, our ESPN NFL insider, presented by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.